Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So brothers and sisters, good to be with you today. Let's come into God's presence. Calm our hearts and minds, maybe even take a few deep breaths if that will help you kind of settle your heart and mind. Be in His presence, confident, trusting. Then renew your faith in the Lord. Either remember some elements of the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe you're my creator. Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I believe that you're God's Son, my Lord. Activate your faith, your hope, your confidence, your trust in the Lord. Hope in you, Lord. Confident in you. I trust you. And your love. Renew your love to the Lord. I love you, Lord. Why do I love you? Renew those motives of love. Love you, Lord, for your goodness, for your fidelity, for your kindness, for your mercy. And then you renew your gratitude, that humble, grateful heart, recognizing God as the source of all goodness, of all kindness, of all blessing for you. Then humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself before the Lord like the Virgin Mary in the Magnificat. Humble yourself. My soul glorifies the Lord, magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He who is mighty has done great things for me. Recognize and see the great things God has done for you. Holy, holy is His name. Praise Him, worship Him. He's looked kindly on you, His lowly servant. He's lifted you up, right? Cast down the mighty from their lofty thrones. And He's looked at me, looked at you, lifted us up with His grace. Amen. Then turn your heart to the gospel, whatever scripture reading you may have there, but I've chosen Luke 12:54-59, the gospel of the daily mass on this Friday. Jesus said to the crowds, once again, we're with the crowds. Jesus is speaking to everybody. When you see a cloud rising out there in the west, you see immediately it's going to rain. And so it does. When you notice that the wind's blowing from the south, you say, it's going to be hot. And so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why don't you judge for yourself what is right? If you were to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable will throw you into prison. I say to you, you won't be released until you've paid the last penny. Lord, I'm immediately struck by a new idea. Thank you. Doesn't often happen, but I see this gospel in the way that I'm on the way to my judgment with you. You're accompanying my life. Is a continuous walk towards a moment that I'll be before the magistrate. And I can either see you as my opponent in the sense that you're the one that when I don't live according to your truth, I offend and would have a case against me and could say before your father, hey, I told him this, but he did this. Right? He could judge me. Or my brothers and sisters could be my opponents, right? Who come before me, before the magistrate, to say, hey, I have a case against him. He judged me here. He was unfaithful here. He was didn't show mercy here. He didn't share the truth of your gospel fully here. He lied to me here. Like they would have material against me. And you say, Jesus, hey, you, Mark, and just like you said to the crowds, hey, I observe you guys are pretty good at reading practical things. You can tell the weather. You see certain signs. You're like, you know what? That probably means this in the future. So we need to adjust course. It's going to be a hot day. There's a storm coming. We need to get these projects done outside. Like you see those things, you read them, and then you adjust your choices and your behavior throughout the day based on your projections. So if you can do that, read this sign at a time. You're on your way to be judged. Adjust your behavior accordingly. Or read the signs of the time. I'm here preaching to you with these signs and wonders. Read that. Understand that. Or I think to myself, Jesus, what you might be saying to me, look at the political situations. Look at the church situations. Look at the graces I've given you throughout this day, throughout this week. Those are signs I'm sending you. Are you able to read them? Are you able to hear me? Are you able to adjust course through what you're hearing and seeing and reading? And heading towards the magistrate in a way where you say, hey, let's talk this out. Let's work. Let's adjust course. Let's change behavior. Let's resolve whatever we need to resolve. Right? Are you able to see, read, understand, hear, and then adjust choices so that you're better equipped to come before with a different case, with different evidence, where the two of you are now coming not as adversaries before the magistrate, but you're coming as friends, as brothers, as allies, as people are working together in the mission and say, God the Father, look, I'm surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, by a great team of people that I've worked with you with in advancement of your kingdom. They're friends, they're allies that will sing my praises, that will be in my defense before you, that will remember and recount how many ways we help support one another in the mission. That'll be a beautiful celebration when we come before the magistrate. Like, hey, we work together. We work through our issues. We ask for forgiveness of one another. We overcame. We adjusted. We learned. We heard your voice speaking to us. And so we chose and did. And what a glorious thing that'll be, Lord. So I'm invited as I think about my day, approach my day with that in mind. Attentive to the signs of the time. So attentive to how Jesus is speaking to me through others. Attentive at my choices to settle with those who might have issue with me along the way. Resolve those things in humility and in mercy and in goodness and in kindness. So that thing that I see on the horizon is coming, my judgment, I'll be ready for it. I'll be peaceful, happy, ready. So Jesus, prepare me this day. Prepare me this day. And remember that song, will prepare me a sanctuary. That my life will be in your presence and preparing me to be in your presence for all eternity. So let's think now, what are some things we could do today, brothers and sisters, to live that way? Or in response to anything the Lord might have spoken through you when you paused and had your own time of prayer. Form your resolution. Think about what God is inviting you to live, to choose, to change in your thoughts, words, and actions today. Pick one of them, settle on it, commit to it. And move forward. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.